Get this and get it straight. Crime is a sucker's road, and those who travel it wind up in the gutter, the prison, or the grave. It started with death on my doorstep and got worse when I lied to a sympathetic bull, was pistol-whipped by a gorilla with dimples, and fought with a kitten on the keys. And it might have gone on that way all night if I hadn't been helped by the king of the beasts.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of mystery, comes his most famous character and crime's most deadly enemy as we present The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. Now, with Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The August Lion.
It was one of those in-between hours, along about 10 on a night at home when you don't quite know what to do with yourself. Then all of a sudden it's 11, and then 11:30, and you're in slippers and a robe and have done nothing, which is exactly where I was, except that I'd already decided on one, and only one, very dry martini, a quiet cigarette, and bed, when it came loud, insistent, and unwelcome. No improvement when I opened up. Saw less than 5 feet of excited cab driver jumping up and down.
Mister, you Doc Marlowe?
Yeah, I'm Doc Marlowe.
That's right. Here he comes with a doc. You better make room. Is the sofa there okay? I'll clear it off.
Wait a minute, Jack. Who comes? Who?
Okay, mister. Bring her on in. The doc's here, all right. Hey, Doc, she's stiff. She's out like a light.
Who?
The babe. Who do you think? Sure too bad some people can't drink, huh, Doc?
Yeah, it's real tough. Now tell me, do you...
Hello, Phil.
Judson Angel.
I'm sorry to bust in on you this way. Is the sofa all right?
No, it's stuffed with granite. Put her in the bedroom.
Okay, will you take care of the driver, please?
Yeah, yeah. How much, friend?
Well, only 80 cents on a meter, Doc.
A couple of bucks ought to cover it here. Good night.
Good night, Diamond Jim.
Well, Phil, I guess I'd better explain all this.
Uh-huh.
Here, I haven't seen you in 6 months, and when I do...
Never mind the details, Judd boy. Let's talk about the problem. Who's the girl?
Her name's Voss. Eileen Voss. She's kind of a stockbroker. Maybe speculator is a better term. You know, takes big chances with other people's money. I was in love with her, Phil, until tonight.
When what happened?
When I found out I was just one of many, it threw me, Phil. I really lost my temper. I swore I'd kill her on sight.
Yeah, most guys do at a time like that, Judd. What's that got to do with her being drunk? And by the way, while we're talking, I'll put on some coffee.
No.
Huh?
No, don't, Phil.
Why not?
Because it can't help. She had a shot too many, all right. Only this one's a bullet in her head. She's dead.
Oh, fine.
Now, Phil, listen, please. You've got to help me. I've got to find out who did it. Phil, it started a couple of hours ago when I found out she'd been playing me for a sucker. I went to her place the first time in a week, boiling mad. The door was open.
Judson Angel's eyes never left my face as he told the story from the beginning. A girl's body on the couch when he walked in, a neat hole in the back of her head. The gun he knew she owned shoved under her pillow. Then in the next second, before he could even look in the other rooms, the arrival of the cabbie somebody'd called who thought Eileen was just another drunk who had to be shown the way to go home. How he seized on that as an opportunity to keep from being placed at the scene of the murder he had every reason to commit. How minutes after he was in the cab, he realized he was near my place. How to avoid suspicion, he said I was a doctor. Everything except why, specifically, he was so afraid of the police. I knew that was going to be next.
Now, Phil, I suppose you want to know why I couldn't possibly call the police.
Yeah, that's right. Why?
Because I'd surely be booked and fingerprinted. And that'd ruin me. You see, a long time ago, I served time in the state penitentiary in Illinois.
What?
Yes, yes. So I've kept it quiet. Only Phoebe Hammond in my office knows. It was before forgery, Phil. It was under another name, and way back when I didn't know the difference between clever business and crooked business.
Mm.
It's taken 10 years to work up my reputation as an accountant. So you see, if I get mixed up in this, it'll all come out and... Well, smash. Lots of pieces. No more. Oh, you've got to help me, Phil. You've got to find the real killer before the police get to me. Please, Phil.
I can't, Judd. It'd be smashing just as many little pieces for me, too, if I tried to pull anything like this on homicide. No, I'm sorry, Judd. I've got to report this body.
But, Phil, look. What if you do report the body, but you say that you don't know anything about it, that you're going out to find what you can? What about that, Phil? Oh, please. Please, Phil.
Okay.